This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
It is our Wednesday, March 11th radio show, and good to have you along and joining us here on KVON.
This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And we're happy to welcome back to our show once again, Julia Orr from Molly's Angels. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. Nice to be back again.
Yeah, and it's a new day, as Will Marcencia called it, season two of Senior Moments.
I love that.
Yeah. new way of thinking. And you are here to tell us that part of that second season is Molly's Angels and yourself becoming the essentially the producer of the show. You're going to book the guests in for the show.
That's right. We're really actually really quite excited about this opportunity. The first time that I actually came on the show, and when we were in a meeting, Tammy was saying that at the end of the year, they're going to be talking about what next, you know, because their project was only for a year. And that got my mind thinking immediately, aha, I wonder who's going to take over. And she was talking about it would be nice to be a nonprofit. So when that year came up, I reached out and said, so any chance that we could be, you know, in the discussion for producing the show? And we got such a warm reception to that, went into talks and decided that was a very easy decision for us. Molly's Angels really wants to be more of an advocate for seniors in the community, and this is a perfect avenue for it. So we're very excited.
Very good. And so you booked yourself as the first guest.
I did. Funny that.
Let's get into some content. You wanted to talk some about your telephone assurance program today.
Yes, we did. We have essentially two programs, transportation and telephone reassurance. And telephone reassurance is the lesser known program. We have currently around 60 clients and 20 volunteers. And what our volunteers do is make friendly phone calls to seniors every week as a check-in. And that can be a very short phone call, a very long phone call, depending on how chatty you want to be that day. But it's basically to help with isolation and depression, and just to have knowing somebody is there that cares about you and is going to check in every week and check in on you and check that you're well and check that you've got food in the cupboard and help figure out any issues that, you know, you might be having. So we are looking for new people to sign up. We have 60 clients, as I said, so we would love some more clients. And if anybody is out there who is either a person who would like someone to call them every week for a chat, or they know somebody, their grandfather, grandmother, parents, or even a neighbor who they think would benefit from having a call every week, we would love to hear from you. And you can just give us a call at the office. Our number is 707-224-8885, or send me an email at mollysangels@mollysangels.com. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And people who then make those phone calls, obviously, they know and have training on how to respond if somebody's showing signs of needing some additional kind of support and help, I'm sure.
Yes, all of our volunteers go through a training process, and they spend about an hour with us in the office, and we go over how to respond in certain situations. We also have lots of connections in the community to refer people to whatever their needs are, whether it's they've got food insecurity or health issues or, you know, family issues, or they feel like somebody's trying to fraud them out of money, or they're feeling bullied by somebody. We have ways to get them the services they need, especially through Calabria Care's Information and Assistance Program run by the wonderful Tiffany Walker. I think she's been on this show. And she's a wealth of information. So we have ways and means of getting people the help they need, and our volunteers are definitely trained. And they all have to sign and go through security training, HIPAA training, to ensure that they're not sharing your information, that they know what to do. They, you know, all of the information that we have about people is secure. So, yeah, they basically do go through some training and how to respond.
Very good.
But that's actually kind of rare in these circumstances, that we have discovered people who need some extra help. And but for the most part, it's just a very friendly chat. I think the biggest problems we've found are seniors coming home from an operation or something like that, or they've been in hospital and they're not capable of going out shopping and their fridge is empty. So then we can kind of like rustle up some help and get them some food and get, you know, make sure that they've started their Meals on Wheels program again, because that would have been suspended. Just kind of get them going again.
Yeah. Good reminder of some of the everyday things that we take for granted that we just do without thinking about, stop at the store, grab things, can be really challenging for some of the older folks.
Yes, very challenging if you don't have transport, especially. Pretty much impossible if you've got, unless you've got the finances to get a cab, or you can go on online and do shopping. But that's not an easy thing for a lot of seniors, especially a lot of our seniors are in the older age bracket, 80 plus. So we're talking about people who are not so used to, I mean, I'm nearly a senior myself, but I'm kind of used to using a computer. But there's a lot of people who aren't used to using a computer, and they're very insecure about giving their credit card online. So even shopping online can be an issue.
Yeah, and that's ironic in a large way, because so many of these delivery services and things that are available on your smartphone or on your pad or your laptop would really benefit this exact population.
It would, definitely. And that's a conversation I've often had, thinking about it as we all age. It's going, I think it's going to become a lot easier, because we're the baby boomer generation are now much more used to using computers and using those technical aids. But yes, I mean, and I've talked about it to some of our older seniors about either getting their family members, daughters, sons, to set up the online shopping for them so it gets delivered. And it's very new to them. So, and it would be an amazing resource.
You know, I'm thinking about, for example, there's one particular supplement, CoQ10. I have a standing order with Amazon to send me a bottle every 3 months or whatever, right?
Right.
That's so easy.
Yes.
To click, 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 and it's done, and it bills you. It shows up. You don't have to remember to order it. It just comes.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. I have the same for cat food. Yes, I think that would be great. And, you know, I know the Senior Center offers classes in helping seniors to navigate computers and phones and your iPhone and things like that.
Right.
But you have to get to the Senior Center to do that, right?
Somebody should make, okay, here's my brilliant invention of the week. I'm coming up with new ideas all the time. You know, like an iPad-sized device that has about four big buttons on it.
That's a good idea.
Right? They're big buttons, big type, and it says like groceries, boom.
Yes.
Right? Medicine, boom.
Yes.
Hand sanitizer, boom.
Toilet roll.
Toilet paper. Toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. Send me 1,000. Wouldn't that be good?
I think that would be
simplified excellent. Tablet.
Yes. I think that would be a really good idea. One time setup, which somebody could help you with. And then, yeah, that's a really good idea, Barry. I think you're onto something.
Comes with a little note card attached to the back that says, if it doesn't work, turn it off and turn it back on.
And maybe it can have an alarm on it, a reminder alarm. You have to order this today. You
right?
have to order this.
See?
Or recurring. Recurring
all
order.
Set up for you.
I think it's like a brilliant idea.
Okay, get on that, somebody. Let's talk about what you have planned for your golf tournament coming up. That's a fundraiser?
It is. It's our yearly annual fundraiser. It's our major fundraiser of the year, so we rely on it heavily. That is coming up in July, and I'm going to go, is it the 14th or the 15th? I know it's the Wednesday, but it's on our website. So it's, I've only had one cup of tea this morning, so my brain isn't quite working appropriately. But yes, it's our major fundraiser, and it's on our website. The tickets are for sale already, and we're looking for sponsors for, we've just announced that we've just put it together. So it's brand new for this year, and it should be really good fun. It was a lot of fun last year. We're at Eagle Vines Golf club again. Okay. So a big shout out for Eagle Vines. And yeah, so please sign up and come and join us.
It's Wednesday, July 15th, Julia.
Wednesday, July 15th. Thank you. I knew it was one of those days.
I have this special iPad that has a big button. Yeah. Charity golf tournaments.
So we're really looking forward to that. It was very successful last year. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you can join us. Aren't you a golfer?
I am a golfer.
Excellent. So
I enjoy
you're playing,
the golfing.
Then.
I hope so. July 15th. Great. So go to the website, which is mollysangels.com. There's no space, no apostrophes or anything, just mollysangels.com. And you can learn more about everything we're discussing, as well as sign up for the golf tournament.
Yes, and sponsorship as well. Yes. If you're a local business, or you don't have to be even a local business, but we are looking for sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the issue of the moment,
yes,
right?
Yes. Next week, our guest will be Celeste Gunter, and I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, Celeste. She's from the Community Organizations Active in a Disaster, COAD, which Molly's Angels is a member of. And of course, just recently, I've been getting lots of emails from her about the coronavirus and preparations for the coronavirus. And so I thought it would be very timely to get her on as our first guest next week, so she can talk about what the community of nonprofits and the city are doing in preparations for that coming to Napa. Mm-hmm. And so that I think that's going to be a very good topic of conversation, because it is the hot topic in the news right now. And the COAD are actually focused, it's mainly to respond to wildfires, earthquakes, and other natural disasters like floods. So this is a very unique situation we're faced with here. I think with the coronavirus, especially because our population, our clients are all seniors, the most vulnerable population, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. But it's such an unknown situation, and unknown if it's even going to happen here. It's very hard to plan for. So I know that Celeste has been in a lot of meetings and a lot of talks, and so she's going to be the expert talking around that next week.
Mm-hmm. Very timely, very important, and I'm glad we're going to do that, because it does have that particularly heavier impact so far.
Yes.
In the older population.
Yes, and I know already from my own personal experience, I was trying to book an appointment with my doctor in Kaiser, in Vallejo, and they've already started deferring appointments that aren't urgent to just later, basically. Mm-hmm. So again, that really impacts us and our clients who have to go to the doctors quite regularly for various things. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but my hands are really dry from the amount of hand washing I'm doing lately. I'm at least doing that. I hope everyone is too.
It's funny. I have an aversion to the fragrances in soaps, and I'm trying to overcome that. You know what I mean? To wash my hands more often and more thoroughly. I can't stand I need some unscented soap. I got my pad out. Unscented soap. Click. Send it to me. Yes, definitely. And we need to be focused on the preventative measures and how people can stay healthy during this period of time.
Yeah. And I think one thing that people forget is if it doesn't happen, that's because a lot of people have been working really hard to stop it happening. Mm-hmm. And I would rather that than for it to break and then for us to all scramble.
Exactly. And the people who are, I'm a little frustrated with some people who want to say there's nothing to this. It's just like another cold. It's just like the flu is always around. Well, you're not thinking it through, because of what you just described. If there's suddenly, you know, it doesn't take a million cases. It just takes 1,000 cases in an area to get the hospitals and the doctor's offices overwhelmed to the point that they can't see other people, as you just described.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it's your diabetes, maybe it's your gallbladder. It's nothing to do with coronavirus. They can't handle you because they're overwhelmed.
Exactly.
All the beds are filled.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing that deserves our attention and planning and making, you know, structured organizational changes to cope with things.
Absolutely. And I was reading something from Italy this morning. I don't know how I had time to read this morning, but I did. And it was a letter from one of the residents of Northern Italy. And they were saying that, you know, we were dismissing it at first as nothing but the flu. And we were dismissing it also as only impacting our seniors. And since when did we start diminishing the lives of our seniors? And that was very impactful for me,
exactly.
Obviously,
right.
Because they're important lives to consider as well. And it's not just brush it off. Oh, it's only going to kill seniors. Well, that's not a good enough response.
Right. That's a very odd, you know,
very odd.
And to say, oh, it doesn't affect me, so why should I care? Is never really a very good decision around health or anything else.
Right.
The more we care about other people, the better we do, which is kind of what Molly's Angels is about.
Yes, we are. And so we're trying everything we can to figure out what to do in this situation. But it's a fast developing, ever changing, and every day I check the news and we'll just have to see.
Excellent. Julia Orr, Molly's Angels, the new producing entity for Senior Moments Program. Thanks for being here to kick off. And we'll look forward to next week and a look at COAD and coronavirus from a Senior Moments perspective.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Thank you.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.